Welcome back to the skating session. My name is Tony Wheeler.
And I'm Thomas Vu.
And we are here to wrap up the Olympic qualifier competition, the Skate to Milano. We've already highlighted the women, the pairs, and the ice dance competition. We still have to go over the men's competition, full of, I guess, excitement and heartbreak. But this is the one discipline where it really kind of hurt because there's so many skaters that have been out there forever trying to get this Olympic spot. But
Yeah,
unfortunately,
right.
it didn't work out for so many of them. Like we keep saying, and we've said since we started this YouTube channel, the men's competition is really it's just so much depth, and there's so many really good skaters that aren't even close to qualifying for the Olympics. And I think that's just a testament to where we're at in this discipline these days.
And in particular, this competition was so much that felt just like, on a blade's edge, and I would say, but whatever metaphor you want to use, like it's still difficult to digest, even for me. I remember watching it and to think like some of these performances I enjoy the most didn't earn a spot.
So, wonderings going on into this competition, I should say. What is Gumanik's form in a free skate? We saw that he was pretty good in the short program. We saw clips of what he's capable of, but he's under pressure internationally for the first time in 4 years. So how is that going to stack up? Donovan, the really big surprise of the short program. As we said, very inconsistent skater creeping in with these under rotations and kind of sketchy jumps. Would he be able to hang on for a spot? Anyone outside the top five? We talked, there was a skater in 16th or 17th place that we said, potentially if he's really on, he could climb up into those top spots. So, did any of that happen? We're going to review it all. Let's start off with the judging, I guess, like our view of how the judging went as a whole before we get into these individual.
I definitely felt like the calling wasn't great. I mean, it was like, we talked about ice dance, how it felt consistently pretty harsh, but in a good way, right? Like I was fully okay with it. If you're gonna have a standard, set it across the board. And I'm one of those, like, let everybody see Shinamano and singles and stuff like that, that's what I really want to see. But here that wasn't applied evenly across the board. It felt like some skaters, it felt like they looked the other way. And then
That's ninety
even
percent of
then,
the time that's what happens.
exactly, right? It's typical.
Selectively.
And then the GOEs were just really bad, like inconsistent GOEs scoring from the judges, where I feel like, again, there was definitely some nationalism going on with some of this.
One
I don't
thing that
know
you
your take
pointed out that I
was.
did not notice is
Yes.
Lee, the skater who ended up sneaking in there for that fifth spot. He was not given credit for his triple flip, double axel, which would have been, I'm assuming, would have been his fifth jumping pass in his free skate.
Yeah, if you didn't get the 10% bonus, exactly. Yeah, when, because I looked on here and I saw only two jumping passes got the
Did he do it
bonus,
after
and
2 minutes, though?
I think so. Yeah, I mean, I looked at the thing, the YouTube timeline, but it just wasn't called here. I know there's a very short window before scores are posted for the team to say anything.
Yeah, but that's like a defaulted, that should be automatically applied as far as I, you know, this shouldn't be any
No, I think
extra computer
the panel
programming or
doesn't.
anything.
No, the panel still has to like say this is a 10% bonus jump.
Oh,
Yeah.
really? Wow, interesting. I mean, that should be something they, much like I've said this for a long time, but if you have skaters that are making these multiple disruptive errors in a free skate, then you need to void out any PCS that they're not able to achieve because of the rules, because this is what it says. It would be such an easy fix for the ISU to do rather than these judges saying, "Oh, I didn't know the most updated rules," or "I kind of wanted to bend the rules because I thought the performance was still breathtaking." They should just void out these scores and be like, "You're starting at an 8.75, you're starting at a 9, whatever it is,
I agree.
Much like these you can't really call it second half jump bonuses, but these last three jumping passes, as long as they're in the second half, this should automatically convert into a 10% bonus. So that would
You would think
be,
so, right?
simple.
I know, I agree with you with the BCS. I know we're getting a little tangent here, but I still think back to Chalk and Bates falling at Worlds and judges literally giving them PCS that weren't allowable under the rules. That was still a choice. Yes.
I mean, I
Anyway,
understand from their point of view, like that wasn't on an element, blah blah blah. But the rules are there for a reason, and if you need to follow them. And like I said, this is such an easy fix for the programmers to do. Just like don't give them the option to give that score. That's it. The end of the story. But I've said that for a long time, and they still haven't changed it. So that's another thing that's probably never going to happen. That would take 3 seconds to fix. But here we are. So yeah, I actually
exactly.
want to go back and probably look at Lee and just see what
Yeah,
happened
no, so
on it.
like, yeah, you definitely should, because it, competition was so close. Errors like that, like, we'll talk about the impact or potential impact it could have had on him. But yeah, no, I'm sure others out there can confirm, and we'll go out and look at the timeline soon. Was Thomas right? Like,
I'm sure you are, but it's just something I didn't pick up on.
I didn't look until I was going on Skating Explorers and seeing just the one or only the two general pass opponents. Yeah, so like, at least in terms of the winner, no surprise. I think we both predicted Dumenic would easily get this out just due to the fact that he has the content. He's seen, he has way more better skating skills in the field for the most part. A lot more difficult programs, better extension, performance quality, all of the above, right? But there was a lot of weakness here. I'm not sure if it was nerves, but some of it's just inherent. I feel like this technique, like that opening quad flip.
To
Oh, that
rotate it,
technique.
twist it.
He's pre-rotating. You could see him rotating his shoulders and upper body before the pick, right? So that's always going to be, I feel like, a dodgy jump for him.
And the LUT's kind
And
of
I don't
it,
even know
you
how he
saw in
controls
the
the
LUTs,
landing.
you know, like it wasn't even close. So, I've seen in practice, I believe, where he's landing, you know, he landed the flip fine in both programs. It's not that he can't land it, but it's just he really twists his body. The toe pick kind of goes in and turns off of it, which he's not the only skater that has done this, but you know, it is very apparent that this is just his built-in technique, and it leads to potential problems, as we saw, you know, the LUTs. I have no doubt that that toe pick twisting around was the reason why the jump went up how it did. But it seems like more often than not, he can land the jumps. So will they be called? I don't know.
And I guess the thing about here where it's like, oh, he had all these quads, right? So great base value, but the quality of them wasn't great.
Well, I
And
have
so I
to
don't
say
know if
though,
like in practice they were better.
I think that his overall skating quality is just divine. It's so
Oh,
the
it is.
step sequence, the twizzles that he did in both directions, moving so easily and so effortlessly. Really, like, I miss this kind of pacing and skating. And we talk about this with the Russian women, and it's not just that it's a Russian thing. It's just, I believe it's the Tuparidze kind of method where the skaters are
Correct.
all
I agree.
given the same kind of formula for the program, and they all plow through it more or less. I mean, Kostornaya didn't really do it as much, so I think that her skaters are capable of not really paint by numbers or whatever you want to call it. But you see Gumenik, he's so good in that PCS. I really think he's such a good skater. There's little things like, you know, he's not the fastest, but overall his skating quality is so good. He tells the story kind of uniquely every time out. You can tell that he's not just skating to the music or the choreography. He's giving it a little extra something. You know, spins are still a weak spot. I was surprised actually that the spins kind of held their GOEs because they slow down also. We saw that in the short program big time. But I you know, and I said this is Daniel Grassl PCS meter, but him Peter just getting barely, like, it literally was basically an 8.0
Barely into
PCS.
the exactly, right? It's a
So,
little bit of an insult to me. Especially if we're using the
100%.
Grassl scale here. Like, to me, again, it's a solidly mid high eights. There's so much of it. The nuance and the choreography, which is so good. He's so refined, especially relative to the field and even relative to the entire men's field today.
I really enjoyed him. I really enjoyed him.
Me too. And
I
definitely,
think,
like, if he go ahead.
I just think if he can clean up his, I'm not asking, it's a, there's no way between now and the Olympics he's going to suddenly have this completely reinvented quad flip technique or quad lutz technique or whatever. It's not going to happen. We saw Shoma Uno win world championships doing less than three rotations off the ice and getting called for a quad flip. So the thing is, we already know the technical panels aren't going to really hone in on this, blah blah blah. He lands the jump, he's going to get positive GUE. He can clean up a little. But I really think if he can just stand up and rotate the majority of his jumps, he's going to be in there for a medal because there's nothing. Now, Shydarov has cleaner jumps. They are a thing of beauty, but he also really doesn't have a second mark. There's, you know, it's all vibes, but the vibes are even if you take away, if you turn the music off, he's really just skating around the ice. There's not really a lot going on. Granted, I haven't seen him this year, but I would consider him to be one of the favorites for probably looking at a bronze medal fight between him and Adam, and I think you can also throw Peter into this conversation just based on the overall quality, taking away maybe a quad or two technique.
And we're not going to even have like a comparative comparison competition before that. It's all just going to be from the Olympics. I would think nominally you're right with that, but he's in like that bronze medal hunt. It really is just the PCS here lower than Petrosian's. Like, that's just strange
Well,
considering
it
the
was
quality
different
is so much
panels,
better.
but yeah,
Different panels, yes, very fair. But even then, it's just like it's the comparison is just he's so much better, right? Like, it really is dependent on that. Like, my prediction is that come the Olympics, he's gonna get equal PCS to Shadarov, but
Well, I mean, I guess I
we'll
have two
see.
questions. We already said in the short program, he now basically sits out the rest of the season until he gets to the Olympic individual event. He has no other way of really putting his name out there with international judges again to establish that this PCS should maybe go up. So, first question, at the Olympics, does he have any chance to see a big bump in the PCS? And second
Right.
question, I mean, if he's really, you think that him not competing all season is going to be a benefit or a hindrance compared to the people that are getting out there five, six, seven, eight times before they show up to the Olympics?
I think it all that would depend on whether or not how he would perform this season. If it's like typical Russian men, it'd be wildly inconsistent. So I don't think it would have really established him. In any place at all, unlike these Harry skaters, where I feel like because they're just so consistent all the time, they're barely making mistakes. They definitely have that PCS build as the season goes, as the results increase, right? For this, I don't think we'll really see anything like that. I think there'll be a little boost, like there's a boost for everybody at the Olympics. You know, I still think back to the last Olympics where Kageyama was all of a sudden getting tens in the short program, where he probably didn't get any tens ever,
Yeah, that's very
right?
true.
Before the Olympics. Yeah. And then he beat Nathan in PCS, the short program, even. So, even that, right? Like, we might see something like that. I don't think so, though.
I don't think so either. I don't think
Yeah.
that I don't see that coming. I don't think he's very well rounded, but I don't think he's like elite enough to really
Right.
see that
Right. He's not Kageyama
huge
skating
like
skills elite, where you're just like, oh, wow. I'm just
So
crying for no reason. Yeah.
well, you know what though? Looking back at the history of Soviet and Russian men's skating, there's been so many standout skaters, and I think Peter can be thrown into this group. For example, I really love Alexander Fadeev. I think he is one of the most brilliant skaters ever. He was really big from about 84 to 1990, as long I mean, as far as amateur competition goes, but he had some really diverse skates. And then even into his pro career, there's some stunners. You had Vladimir Kotin, who ended up becoming a coach. He helped coach Maria Butyrskaya to a world championship. He was a really big Soviet skater in the 80s as well. Then going into the 90s, the next skater that I would say really was on my radar was unfortunately Yagudin, because I don't think much of him these days. But there's just a long line of kind of creative skaters. And you have Kondrashuk, is as wild as his technique was, there was something about him that I really enjoyed.
Same.
Kolyada, I'm in love with his skating. So I feel like Gumenik is the next in this list where he's really a standout. And I think that Russia did
I agree.
well to choose him as their skater, because I do think he's overall very well rounded.
And when you think of like the field of Russian men skaters and who has the best overall package, plus probably a better jump technique than others, and yeah, it is easily Gvenek.
So, okay, he
I don't know
wins
how
the
they chose,
competition
but
by a lot. I think it was like 34, 36, some crazy margin, which we expected, though. This is not unexpected. Next, we had Kim from Korea, which I mentioned, he had this four continent skate last year, was out of this world. I had a feeling he would be in there. I didn't think he would finish second, honestly, but good for him. Lawrence of
right.
Arabia. So I believe last year he skated to Dragonheart, which was like this vibes of Elvis Stoico from the 90s.
I
So
would just say his
obviously,
skating's very old,
well,
like
it's
90s.
very, yeah, it's like soundtrack music, which Eldridge and Stoico loved that soundtrack music like year after year. So it is kind of a throwback to that. I think Lawrence of Arabia doesn't really go anywhere as a program, honestly. I think it's a bit
Same.
above him, at least for right now. We'll see what happens with it. Same problem as his teammate, Jun Hwan Cha. He really, really, I mean, even maybe to a higher degree, stalks the triple axel where he just stops
It literally
everything.
feels like the same technique, right? Whoever
They
taught
must
them
have had the
the axel from
same
the same
teacher.
person or same school, yeah. I agree with you a lot about that. You know, though, I did say though, like, oh, Lawrence of Arabia is so old, it might be new again.
Oh,
Who's
yeah, it is.
skating the Lawrence of Arabia today, right? I don't think we've seen a program to Lawrence of Arabia in like years that I at least
A
I
while,
recall.
yeah.
But I think this is one of those slow and steady won the race programs here. Nothing was exceptional to me. No elements were done on a great exceptional quality. Same with the jumps. I think his jump technique's a little dodgy because
It's loose.
air
It's
position's
loose
so
in the air.
loose. It's so loose in the air. Yeah. You know, even the spins too, same thing. And I would say his body is way more expressive than his face. to watch his like body do all these big like gestures to Lawrence of Arabia and then his face just be dead the whole time. I think that is really just what held me back from getting invested in the program. I see here that he got fourth overall in PCS here, but the judges' rankings at PCS are from 2 to 10. And probably more toward like the 10 to me than the 2,
Yeah, just based on him not really emoting, and
yeah,
that's it. You know, he can grow into
exactly.
that still. You know, if I remember, I know his four continent skate was so good, and I'm pretty sure he showed some excitement with that. So I think it's there. Maybe he was just under a lot of pressure here. You
I
never know.
mean,
This
I think he's like
competition's
a lot of
like,
skaters. You get a big personality at the ice, but on the ice, there's something that just keeps you closed, right? And that's what it feels like with Lulu, with Camelot.
Moving on, Donovan. Okay, so I guess rewatching the short program kind of review, and when I was editing it, I'm like, you know, I was a little bit harsh on him. I didn't really expect much out of him in the free skate. I've just seen his practices enough to know that that technique is really dodgy, and I saw his skating earlier this season. And first and foremost, I'm going to say, you know, year after year, he basically does these best of Mexican greatest hits kind of compilation in the free skate. This year, I think Benoit did the free skate, and he gave him, this is the most mismatched program. It makes no sense for Donovan, in my opinion. That spark and that attitude that he typically has, I feel like it's not in there. The program editing is really weird. The music choices are just weird. For me, it just doesn't go anywhere. You know, after saying for so long, like, oh, he's kind of in the same style year after year, I kind of wish he would go back to that, because I don't feel this program at all.
He's just being him, but in a different like style, doing all the kind of like older school Elvis, all that stuff. Like I agree, there's a little bit of a mismatch. I think they were just looking for something different that's allowed him to showcase that personality and that performance quality. But yeah, it's,
So, well, let's
And
talk about so talking about the
yeah.
judging, I said in the short program that quad salchow that he landed was a gift. In the free skate, there is no way that that jump, I mean, it was called clean again, right? With the fall.
Was called, not even a cue.
Yeah, I mean,
And
it was
not a
really
fall. Somehow not a
under-rotated.
fall. I agree. Like,
Well,
'cause even.
I saw that some of the judges went for -4 instead of -5, because you know, the if you're talking about what they determined to be a fall, it has to be that the weight is off the feet and it's more so on something. I mean, you could say that it was on the
The weight
arms.
transfer.
Yeah,
Yeah, I
exactly.
saw weight transfer twice because he puts both hands down. And that's to me too. The negative four is when you have a huge step out and hand down, that's a negative five because to the landings,
Plus
there's
an
nothing
under-rotated
redeemable about
jump,
it.
whether they call it or
And
not, you
is
know, and
exactly right because it was under-rotated. And you're supposed to, even if they don't give the cue, if it's almost cue, you're supposed to deduct for it as a judge. They just,
So, and
doesn't
how
happen.
much, I mean, I know it was so tight right there, but I think if the jump would have been called under rotated, surely with if they would have called the short program one under rotated, I think that's enough to take him out of the Olympics,
He could have been
honestly. It
out
was
of,
that
I think
close.
so.
So, you know, talking about being meticulous and really looking at these jumps, I think he was given a gift in that regard. I really think that he was. And then we
Let me
also
see.
look, I
Let's
mean, I don't
see.
want to keep honing in on his jumping, but like
No,
the
I
triple
think the
axel has no
quad,
speed, and then he gets positive GOE for that. You know, there were
I
better
think
triple
it's more
axels in the first
though
group, so.
the under-rotated quad actually was, he still would have had just enough to stay in the top five,
But I mean,
even
in
if they
both
called it a
programs.
carrot. Oh, both programs does.
Yeah,
If that those were
exactly.
actually called both programs, he's out of the top five easy. I agree with that. And then even then, I felt like the triple flip was more than Q. They only called it Q. So that was another, just to me, it felt like a gift. And you still see some judges doing negative three, negative four.
You know, every single one of his toe jumps has a little bit of an issue, a little bit of a twist into it. Toe loop is really pre-rotated going up on into it. We call it a toe axel. It's kind of lost its way in skating terminology. We don't
I
hear it as
know everyone does a toe
much.
axle now.
I'm very happy for a Mexican skater that on, you know, the resources that he's had and the way he's built himself up. I'm really happy he's able to go to a second Olympics. But again, this is coming down to the way that the technical panel and the judges are kind of selectively boosting certain skaters and looking the other way for others. I mean, we can argue till the end of time that they're going to say, oh, but our camera angle was not good. I mean, this has been the story of their lives for 21 seasons now under IJS. Like, fix it, you know, get multiple camera angles. The people that are doing this technology, you know, somehow combine it all so you get multiple angles all at once. I mean, there has to be, I
And
don't even know that that's their excuse. They're going to say, oh, it looked fine to me, probably,
sometimes they
but.
just don't even review it.
Yeah,
Like
exactly.
I told you, I literally watched the judging panel, not even review Zero Elements, when the Medieval One World in 2016, and then they were all watching the replay on the Jumbotron, and they all got to watch her giant
Cringy.
butts that they didn't even bother to review.
Well, so really,
I'm just like, great,
side
there it
story
is.
again. We have to go into the side story again because I don't think we've talked about this here. But Thomas, when he goes to competitions, which he goes to more than I do, at least he did. I think we're going to. I'm gonna get up to that level now
Same
that I
amount
have a
now,
job that
yeah, I think,
allows me
yeah.
to. But he likes to get seats that are right behind the judges, and it be
The
for that
technical panel
reason, the
specifically, yeah.
technical panel's even closer because they sit higher up. And he's very good at watching what they do as far as calls, because you don't see that. We don't see the protocol, we don't see what's under review, we don't see any of that. He can see what they're doing. He's seen ice dancing technical panelists kind of argue with each other to get their way on certain calls. He sees everything, and he's very good at knowing exactly what they're doing and kind of the, we're gonna look the other way for this one, but the next one we're gonna go to town. So it's very interesting, I think, to listen to some of your stories.
Yeah, and it's one of my favorite aspects too, because you see so much of it. Like, you have official roles, right, in the judging, the technical panel, but it really, really devolves into like three personalities trying to coexist, trying to come up with like a decision. Sometimes they're coming up with a group standard, but sometimes the recalls you've seen, they get really intense and heated. That happens sometimes, or where one person just has an outsized personality and pretty much gets their way every time, which we've seen in some competitions where a
I'm
bunch of
louder than
elements
you,
get
so I get it.
invalidated. And I'm not like they're wrong, right? Sometimes it's just about interpretation of the rules, which this person I'm referencing, I agree with every call this person has made when they invalidated elements. So, yeah. So anyway, with Carrillo, like, I don't know. I think he's really lucky that those two elements just didn't get called. Three, if you include the flip, because then he's out, right? And it really was that. But even then, like, he held it together pretty well. Like, you look at his PCS, the judges are definitely rewarding it. The
Yeah,
finish
well, should
judge
they though? I
ranked
mean, for that
one in
program.
presentation. I mean, I can see the word presentation maybe, right? Because he, in terms of giving and performing, he's the class of the field in this event. But in terms of like skating skills, composition, yeah, that's where I see the argument. I wouldn't be giving a rank two in composition like a lot of these judges are.
No, for sure
Yeah.
not. No.
But he got third PCS overall. I probably would have been like fifth or sixth, but you know, that's just me giving some holistic overall impression. I'm not actually, but yeah.
Let's go to Marsik from Ukraine. And again, I don't, I think. Oh yeah, we did talk about it in the short program because it was already news when we did our video. But for people that don't know or didn't realize, he posted to his Instagram that his bag of stuffed animals and gifts that he received after the short program, it was in the locker room. It was in a secure skater area. Someone ripped it open, took everything out of it, left the bag kind of in shreds. He took a picture of it and he said, you know, he was very quick to say, I think the next morning he was like, I don't think this was one of the neutral athletes. Like, let's be clear about that. But he also, emphasized that there's kind of enemies that in this competition, as far as I'm guessing he's talking about Ukraine. Anyway, so my one hope for him was that he just keeps it together. And who cares about all these other people, what they think about him, what they think about Ukraine, the politics of everything, which should stay out of a skating competition anyways. He really dicey. I'm gonna say he didn't blow it out of the water. Dicey for a minute, but he mostly kept it together. I think it was a clear kind of I don't think there was anything controversial about him getting the spot. I think he really definitely
No
earned
major
it.
errors at all in the program. I think you're right. He totally kept it together. Like, there was some weird inconsistent judging with like the Chewies for some of his elements, but that's about like it. Like, I totally agree with him getting a spot just for that too. I really enjoyed the program. It's empty, right? I didn't get the story that was supposed to be happening. To me, it still felt like a typical men's program because what, he's just skating to Euphoria. So I'm like, if not given this story, I'm like, oh, it's a generic Euphoria program. Got it. Cool. Oh, there's the angst and the teen sadness. Got it. You know,
Patsalika was
like,
really
but
nice though. I mean, I think
it
he has a lot to
was,
offer.
it got a Q. Yeah.
Did it?
It got called Q, right? Yeah, right. And then some judges gave it -4, and I'm like, but
What?
aside from the Q, it's a clean element too, right? So to max to me, it's like a -2.
I don't
I don't see
know.
where
I
you
mean,
get negative
this is
four
what
from
we're talking about.
this.
I don't know. I don't understand. I don't understand. If we did a side by side of him and Donovan, I am quite sure that Donovan's was more underrated, but that it is what it is. So
Oh, I
it's
agree. I didn't see this lot. You have to slow it down to even see the Q for this. To me, like, Donovan's live, to me, it looked
Real time, you
huge
could
under.
see. So
Anyway.
Lee from Chinese Taipei, Taiwan.
Oh, yes.
Oh my, I didn't even mention him as a potential, but I will tell you he was another one at Four Continents last year that hit it out of the park, and it was such a good skate. And then I was hoping at Worlds that he would be able to sneak in there and get a spot, because I thought, well, if he doesn't get a spot at Worlds because of his lesser technical content, there's no way he's going to qualify a spot at this competition. So at Worlds, I was really hoping he would just make it into the free skate and be done with it. I'm so excited. I don't even care that it was by like 0.03 or whatever it was.
And
I thought,
it was good. It was like
very
really
well
good. I
rounded.
really enjoyed that. I just like the skating felt light. It's like so much of skating can feel really like heavy in terms of like team and everything, and like, in terms of the actual skating skills. But this, no, great, good skating skills, a really nice like theme. Like it was clean. He was really expressive, especially in that step sequence, because so few skaters are really able to perform in the step sequence to this level. And you would think he's the way he's performing the step sequence, he's in like the top 10 in the world, but he's not, obviously. I think he was really hosed on PCS. There's an argument to where maybe he should win PCS in this competition. And you see some judges here went for it. The Great British or Great British judge, the British judge won in PCS, rank one. But again, you could see to where some judges were trying to pull down his score. Like his triple axel, it was called under, but one judge gave it a negative four. I'm sorry, minus four for that. I don't. Okay. Sure.
It was so tight. It was so tight.
Was.
And now, these are our top five qualifiers. So now we're getting to the absolute heartbreak.
Right. And just that, if you look at here the ranking, the difference between fifth and sixth is what, 0.86 points.
And what's fifth through eighth, though, is only like 2 points or something, right?
So it's
Yeah,
just
well.
like a pop jump, fall versus a landing on something. It's just the margins here. And I feel really bad though between the fifth, sixth divides. And you can start that because.
Because of a little spin mistake. I mean, without that, David is going to the Olympics. And I, you know what? He's been so gracious in not getting there. I
Yeah, he
don't,
really has.
I heard that there's Fitter Kulish, the Latvian skater, doesn't have citizenship yet as the second Latvian. I don't, but there's other skaters that I know, one's a junior that doesn't have the minimums. I don't know about the other skater. Anyways, there's a small window of opportunity. I don't know what it's like to get Latvian citizenship, if he's on track or not. So there's a small window there, I guess, if things don't work out. But David seems, he's been very gracious on social media. He's been very supportive of everybody else, unlike one of the other skaters that we'll get to in a few minutes. But for not even trying a triple axel in this competition, which he did it at Masters, and I wish he would have just tried it, because like, what
The
if
base
now? The what
value
if of
difference
all of
could have,
it,
because it was so such a small margin.
But he did, as far as jumps go in this competition, I mean, everything was rock solid. He didn't really put a foot wrong.
And it was quality stuff. It wasn't just like he was barely hanging on. These were like great landings. And I love just how he just kept his hands, palms open in so many of these landings and just showcasing that control. I was like, oh, that's just something you don't really see a lot today. They're either trying to disguise or they can't hold this landing and just doing some type of like quick movement out of it. So he's not, right? And that spin mistake really did at the very end felt like, oh no, it was so close, right? Like, and then you're just
It's
wins
like
and deals.
you're 95% of the way there, and then that happened.
And he got
I
second in TCS overall.
And he's always been an artistic skater. I think working with Kevin Amos, though, has really elevated him into kind of realizing the quality that he has, because in his older programs, I even commented like 3 or 4 or 5 years ago, he always had those like this skid spiral that he did that was really nice. Always had the quality of unique I guess choreography in general, but now he as a whole really has a decent programs, and I think that he's being rewarded correctly for it. Just
I
so
agree.
unfortunate that he was that close.
I know. Yeah, and the next skater too, I felt very like bad
I was
about.
so sure that he was going to hold it together too.
I
This is Francois Pitot of
know.
France. I really was like, he's stepping it up this year. He's realized that he is now, he's in control. He's in the driver's seat as far as this third spot goes. If he earns this spot here, most likely France will just go with him and say, sorry, Luc Economy, it's going to Francois. You know, this was what
Exactly.
I thought was going to happen. It just from the beginning though, I even as I'm watching, I wish I would have done like a live reaction. I'm like, oh, get it together, get it together. What
I
is happening? You know, it's
know.
just
And
so
even with
much.
like
Yeah.
so many mistakes, so many,
He was
even with
still
all these
close.
mistakes, he was still close, right?
Yeah.
And to me, it's like, oh, so if he just goes for a triple sock out at the beginning of the program, he makes it. You
Yeah.
know, there's so many like little things like that here where he just would have made
Yeah.
it. Like the triple loop and triple ax or double axel. He lands those clean, he makes it.
Yeah.
A triple loop and double axel that he'd probably do in his sleep, right? Like
Yeah.
just
Yeah.
these, yeah, very sad. Because I love watching his skating. And you can still see some judges here giving him 11th in PCS, where I'm just like, what competition are you watching?
Yeah.
it's definitely not this one,
Yeah.
because like he's just one of his natural just musicality. It's very easy. That
Yeah, but I
plus like
do.
great
He was
posture and the
deflated.
extension.
He got
Yeah, at the
deflated
end.
as that went on. And you know, and watching in
Yeah.
the that probably was the most heartbreaking kiss and cry. You could see it. I don't know. You know,
This whole
and
competition
you.
is not
I mean,
nice.
let's be we if we're saying like France has two spots. Now they're not official by any means yet, but Adam was fourth in the world. Kevin was fifth in the world. They both
Then they're
qualified to the Grand
going.
Prix final. I mean, they're going, you know, so it's
They're
and
going.
all these
They
other
can
skaters know that. So,
literally just skip out the rest of the year and be like, I'm only going to the Olympics.
well, you know, I
What's
mean,
the French Fed going to do?
I love Kevin's skating, but you know, he's fallen apart big time, and they've still, you know, I think he was ninth at Nationals the year that he was just falling apart completely, and they still named him to the
Yeah.
European, and he was going to go to Worlds as far as I know, but he withdrew himself. So, I mean, those spots are a given, and I think every other French skater now knows. It is what it is. Their season is.
Yeah, wrong to believe that. I wouldn't
Yeah.
say that the Federation's wrong to treat it that way. So, no, I agree.
Okay, Reshchenko from Czechia. Okay, so listen, quads are great. You know, he does quads, blah, blah, blah. Is there really much else to the program, though?
Right.
Well, I mean, do you think there is,
And
honestly? Like, is
no,
there.
there's
Okay.
that.
Okay.
And then even then, so if you all don't know, he complained.
Yeah.
After and basically said what he was just as good, if not better, than the fifth place
He said he
finisher.
did
So he's basically,
everything better, I think, than the fifth place skater, which we don't,
which is
you
not
know,
true.
this is like we don't know where it came from, where the translation come, if it was in Russian, if it was in English or whatever. As far as I know, it was not clarified. But the thing is, the fifth place skater, if we're looking, would be Lee from Taiwan. So I don't know. I think that's like a slap in the face because if you're looking at Lee's all-around skating, I think that there's just not really
Much
a
better.
comparison as far as
He doesn't have
PCS
quads, and
goes.
that's really the only difference. But
Yeah.
right, and maybe the jump quality for the jumps that are landed isn't as good. But what? Rechtenko only had two clean jumps, jumping passes. He had
Well,
two falls.
I have to say also, I was going through my DMs of the past, and I know that I had an interaction with him that went on for quite a bit a few years ago. He was scheduled to go to Worlds 1 year. I want to say 2023. Maybe it was 2024. One of those years he was scheduled to go to Worlds. He was withdrawn from Worlds. He was not told about it. He ended up going on social
Really?
media and he said something about Tomas Werner because Tomas was involved or still is involved in Czech. Yeah, maybe he's the for all I know he's the president of Czech skating. I don't know, but he said something that was very negative about him. He ended up deleting the post, you know. So I'm talking to him and I'm asking him, well, you know, like at that time, you know, it might have even been 2022 because I was asking him, oh, did you show any like pro Russia or anything that they might have gotten mad? And he's like, no, I didn't do any of that. I'm in the dark. But anyways, even so, we saw that little glimpse of, you know, I'm gonna open my mouth. And he did that on social media once upon a time. So I can't say I'm surprised at him saying that he essentially was robbed of a spot, but I just think everyone has different things that they hone in on skating, right? I love a
Right.
good clean jump technique. I love that second mark. I love traditional skating skills and the basics, and you just see them. And I love a program that matches the choreography. I'm big about music, and it has to match the music. And I just don't feel like he has really any of that going for him. Me personally, I don't get any kind of feeling out of his program.
Yeah,
So,
it's all phoned in to me. Totally
yeah.
phoned in. Like he was just going through the motions.
Yeah, so he
And if you
focuses
landed
on
your
the jumps,
jumps,
and that's
I
it.
would have got it, but he
Yeah.
didn't.
Yeah. So I don't see that really an argument here. I don't think that
And he's
I know
not
he's
even
bitter,
sixth
you know, but
place. He's three
Yeah.
places behind. And so
Yeah.
that to me too. So it's like you're gonna trash the fifth
Are
place
you better
person.
than
How about
fifth,
the
sixth, and
sixth and
seventh?
seventh? Right? Exactly.
So,
And out
all
of
right.
all those skaters we're talking about, you know, these four, he crashed the most. So like, yeah, I don't feel for
Gartung
that.
from
Sorry.
Germany. I actually, I thought Gartung was going to be, I thought he was kind of a shoo-in for one of the spots just based on those big jumps. Didn't do it here. He had the big spin mistake in the short program. Here, creeping in with those mistakes after, a good quad flip, a good quad lutz. This is the same story as Rishchenko. The big jumps and the even bigger jumps. So, I mean, if you're looking at those two, even you could say, well, I mean, Gartung can say, well, I did more difficult jumps than Rishchenko. Why am I not ahead of him? There's just so much. Like, if you're just
Exactly.
looking at that aspect of the skating, then whatever. He's young. I think Gartung is the youngest person. He probably has to be the youngest person there. He's 17. Has a lot of time to still build. I think he really does need to build that second mark. I think he's obviously been so gung-ho about getting these big quads that I probably get sacrificed a little bit of
Yeah, and you can see
learning
that in the
the second.
spins. I think there's too. There's like stamina issues because she's clearly
Oh
not
yeah, the
working on the
spins,
spins as much, and then clearly out of there's not enough in the tank to even get them done at the end.
So yeah, unfortunately for him too, he's down in what, ninth place? Or yeah, ninth, I think.
Overall, yes,
Yeah, ninth place.
ninth.
So, not he's looking down the list, he would be like fourth alternate. Not, anyways, he doesn't even have citizenship. It was questionable whether he would get it in time or if it would go to like Nikita Starostin or something if he did end up earning the spot. So, time to grow. And I know no one wants to hear that it's not your time yet, but I think he just needs a little bit more time to refine his overall skating. And he's young enough that he can really go back to hit the basics hard. And I think he could become well-rounded. So that's basically, there were a lot of heartbreak skates, like I said, further on down the list. I mean, Jari Kessler, Mark Conretti once again was all just raving so much about his skating. Valter Vertanen, who has been around forever, he's 38, he's essentially our age. He was trying this last-ditch effort, but he was, he came in, I don't know if he has injury going on or not, but it was a really rough skate for him. And then some of the other skaters that are really down there, they know they had no chance. There was a skater that has it. I looked at his ISU bio, and the first time he's really ever competed was either late last year or early this year,
Oh,
internationally. Like,
wow.
he has no record of any other skating, and he seemed, super excited in the kiss and cry. I think he finished like second to last place. But you see the big difference between the skaters that have really kind of had these maybe outside shot hopes and the other skaters that are just happy to be there and start building up on their careers. But there was a little bit of everything. So, it was a wild kind of emotional ride, I think, for almost all of the
Yeah.
skaters. But it, again, there were so many enjoyable programs, so many enjoyable programs.
Yeah, a lot. And I really enjoy the competition too. You know, you'd think like an Olympic qualifying competition for these last spots. Like you wouldn't think it would have been as good as this was overall. I really enjoyed it, even again with all the heartbreaks. I guess the biggest thing is what was more heartbreaking, dance or mix?
Oh, and I actually have to correct something. Now's the best time, I guess. Better late than never. We were talking about Jason Chan, and I saw this comment that he didn't have citizenship yet. He's been an Australian citizen since 2022. So that we're talking about ice dance, but he's for sure. And I even said
Okay,
the
got it.
reaction of the
That's
kiss and
great.
cry, like that's not the reaction of someone that might be going to the Olympics. So yes, he's in.
Right.
There's no question there.
And then we still have to look that up to see when the actual deadline is for these companies to like relinquish the companies, these countries to relinquish their spots. Because you know, there are skaters and some teams out there with like slivers of hope for making it into the individual competition here.
And well, I did
So we'll
also
see.
read the Dutch Paris team has to, throughout the season, I think they could designate two competitions in which they need to score a certain minimum to be able to be named to the
Oh, to even
Olympics.
be sent
But
to the
they're,
Olympics
yeah,
that
they're a
way.
strong team. So I mean, as long as they don't really get the nerves, I don't think that's going to be a big hurdle for them, hopefully, because I also really like them. But other than that, I think the men are pretty much locked in.
Yeah, so
I
the only
think.
thing is like, does the spot open up in dance and does the spot open up in Paris? I think that's what we're waiting to see.
The women are pretty set.
But like I really love this competition. I really hope they keep it next cycle. I hope they find a way to even like
Oh,
make
they
it
have to.
bigger event too, because Is it really exciting to me? I was really looking forward to this, and
I understand why they put it in China because China's like very eager to host a lot of stuff. I mean, in the past they've given back a lot of stuff, and I'm surprised that because they did do that, that the ISU is so ready to put events there still. But I do hope that it's maybe in a more accessible location but you put it in the United States and you would assume it's going to be, oh wow, that's so great. The Grand Prix final, the one time it was in the United States, literally the one time that was in the US, the audience, the attendance was abysmal. So I don't even, and you know, every time it's been, the four continents has been in the United States, it's been not that great as well. So I don't think that putting it in the US is the answer, but I think you should put it somewhere more accessible where people are going to actually go and attend and be all wild
I mean, I
because
think it's
the.
also too the countries that are willing to lose money on hosting these competitions,
Right,
right?
right.
So like in the US, that's not happening at all. You know, a
Right.
federation or a local organization, they're not going to apply even unless they think they
Yeah.
can make money off of this.
Yeah.
Whereas all these countries like China, right? Or, you know, Taiwan does that too. I think South Korea even eats the cost for some of these competitions. They're not worried about necessarily making a profit from them, right? So, I
Yeah, well, and you
mean,
also
that's why we see
remember
these in China.
Estonia that
Oh.
they held Europeans 1 week and the next week they held four continents because it all
And they were,
filters at your.
and those companies were very well attended. So, I hope they made a lot of money because we owe them so much gratitude for just last minute hosting four continents.
So in the end, I think we both really love the vibes of this competition. I remember in 1997 being at the time of the competition, the Olympic qualifier, I would have been 11. And in 97, the big story was Liu Chen, who finished 25th at Worlds the year before, she has to go to this competition, but please, like, it's never going to be aired. There's no clips, there's no social media, there's nothing. So you reload like crazy on the computer trying to get the
Yeah,
results. And she ended up
I
finishing
still remember
third in that
that, right?
competition.
Or you're
So
like
she.
hoping for people who are attending the competition to then
To give
like
reports.
find your reports later. You're not even, or if someone happens to have live access at
It used
home.
to, oh my God, it used to be so bad. It literally used to be so bad. I remember even this is into the early 2000s. I remember 2003 Worlds. There was like a Turkish stream that was, I'm talking like the smallest pixelated window ever. But this is how in the United States we don't see all the skaters. A lot of these skaters we've never seen because it's resorted to the top six or whatever at most competition. So I'm watching this tiny, tiny screen in the corner, and I remember I watched the entire ladies, it was called ladies back then, ladies short program on the screen, you know, and I was so excited to see all these skaters I had never seen because skating video clips weren't really a thing yet and whatever. But the point being, at that time, the ISU was so slow about everything. Not the results. Like the live results page was always updated in a timely fashion. But I remember that entire competition. Back then, I knew a lot of the skaters that were competing. A lot of them were my age. And I would go to them. I'd be like, hey, do you have like the starting order yet? Do you have like the draws? So I would post the draws like before the ISU even would, because they'd take their sweet. It would take like 6 hours for it to be posted. And some of the skaters would be like, no, we got it. Here, like, here, you like, do you want the list?
Yeah,
Here's the
no,
list.
they offer, they literally, yeah, the printout, yeah.
So. I mean, I don't, the times have definitely changed. Just circling back to where we're at, I mean, to even think that this Olympic qualifying competition would become as big as it is, I've
And then you
always
could watch
thought
it
it was exciting.
live. Yeah, right, exactly.
It's a great
Our
idea.
sport's so much more accessible today.
Even that, but like I think the ISU made a great choice in making this a standalone competition. It got the attention properly for being an Olympic qualifying competition rather than a mix of some other whatever. It's here to stay, I would say. They just need to fix that rule about going down the list and giving the spots as the
I agree.
results are, and then you almost have it perfect. You really almost have this whole qualifying situation perfect. What would be even better if the IOC didn't keep chipping away at these maximum numbers in the Olympics, because now you have like 19 and you have like 29 instead of 30. Like it's weird, but it is what it is. They have to make room
And
for.
I know, I get it. I know part of the reason they did that for the individual competitions was to make room for the team event because they knew that some countries would need that extra quota, right, to qualify a full team. So I know that was part of the reason. And I know they're from the same cost and local organizing committees because what happens to these athlete quarters after? Oh, most of them just become run down. They just become an economic drain on the city. So, like, I get it. But yeah, I'm not happy about it. I want everyone to go, so.
But I think that the process of qualifying now is really good. And
Yeah.
the ISU has done a lot. I will say the ISU has just made a lot of changes that make a lot of sense to me. They're almost there.
Right. I mean, remember
They're
it's
almost
so
there.
funny. We used to be exclusively critical of
Oh my God, yeah.
ISU. And recently
I
I
used to
found
email
myself to
them
be
all the
like,
time. All the time. And
and then I find myself, yeah.
I would tell the judges that I knew and the technical specialist and the technical controller, I'm like, why is this why is this like this? You know, that the time that they sent that third Chinese pair to junior world, because I'm big on numbers, I'm like, why are they competing? Even prior to them competing, I'm like, why are they competing? Why are they competing? The rules are they earned 2010 junior worlds. They earned two junior pairs. I kept asking, why they compete? Why they compete? Why they compete? They competed. After the fact, I'm like honing in on this. I made a blog post that kind of blew up, not blew up, but in skating circles. You know, it's like being like passed around the internet. Finally, the ISU does something about this, and they just cross out the third place team and like, oh, we made a mistake. Like, how? How? Like, there's no. I don't know. I don't know. Okay, so I just pulled up the ISU results page. Way back in the day, it was called Ice Calc. If you remember that, that's what we used to call it.
Remember.
Yeah. So on the results page at the bottom, it says due to a wrong entry, the pair of Yu and Jin from China, originally placed eighth in the final result, had to be deleted. In the corrected version of each result of segment and final, each of the lower placed couples will move up accordingly. Due to the deletion, blah blah blah. Only 15 pairs will be listed for the final result as having skated the free program. So
So they got to
literally.
pick and choose the lowest.
Well,
So they just crossed off the lowest placing pair
they picked out the lowest
after
pair.
the fact of the competition already being completed.
So I
Oh,
go way back
just
with the ISU. I go way back with them. So,
even that's insanely problematic.
yeah, man, they did something. I didn't even think. I think they would just be like, "Oh, our mistake."
But going back to today, I just agree with so many decisions they're making, like just the competition formats. They're just making a lot of changes that, to me, are moving in a positive direction, are just more fan friendly, more engaging, and even then, like addressing the really like crazy level fans like we are and so many people watching are like,
Well, I think we're in a
yes.
generation now of people that are just curious about the foundations of the sport rather than just saying, I like the music, I love the program, this was great. I think people really like, they've grown up now and only knowing this system, so they like seeing the protocols and they like learning these finer rules. And I think that with the 6.0 system, when they transitioned to the IGS, there was a lot of pushback from longtime fans that were like, no, this is not good. We don't like this. It's too complicated. Too many numbers. We love numbers. I feel like a lot of the younger fans are into the whole of the sport rather than just like little aspects. So yeah, I think everything's going in the right direction. I think they're making it fresher for younger people, which I'm not discounting older people that have stuck with the sport forever, but it has to move forward in a way that's going to stick to the younger people, and you can't be stuck, you know, at things that worked 40 years ago. So I think as a whole, you know, it's going in the right direction. I think that the light shows and the LED boards and all that stuff is, it might be over the top for some people, but that's, you know, it's entertainment and it's sport, and that's just where we're at in the world as far as
I
attracting
agree.
people to these things.
There's a lot of things I just call like, you know, it's ADHD blank, right? This is like ADHD sports. And so much of that is like that now, right? It's like really quick. You don't have long attention span. So how do we keep just throwing something different in your face? I think they're doing a great job of that. Like even like at the competitions we're seeing right after the skates, there's immediately something to draw your attention to. There's the announcers there. Then they have the replays. You're watching that, the announcers, the quick interview in the kiss and cry before the scores come
That
up.
needs to
They're
go
just
away.
constantly keeping your attention. Oh yeah, I don't like that one either. But
That needs to go
again,
away.
that could be generational purists. If for me, I'm like, if that's me, don't talk to me.
So one thing though that they can do, and this is not their fault, I think this is the IOC scheduling and this is the Olympic scheduling. The team event needs to come after the individual event.
Last.
It
It
needs
needs to be
to.
last.
It's been something that a lot of us have been saying since the first time it happened in 2014. It needs to be after the individual event because you have skaters that are in contention for the individual medals, which you know, for a lot of them, if they're in contention for both, they really want to probably get the individual medal. And they're being forced into this situation where they might have to skate a few extra times as compared to
Right.
their competitors that
And you
go
know
after.
too, right. And it's a team event, you see that to where like the best skaters aren't doing the long programs. Like especially like you saw the US, like Nathan Chen didn't bother doing the long in the team. I wouldn't either. who has the mental, emotional stamina to really go through two full Olympic competitions? Nobody. And you can see to where that event right after the team event always has some level drop off.
And then as far as the individual fields, yeah, we can say from this competition, you have to put both of the neutral Russian athletes in contention for the medals. Like we said, Petrosian may not be our cup of tea, but the thing is, if she lands the more difficult jump, she's going to run away with the TES more or less. And the PCS, that's going to be high anyways, as we saw here. It's really going to be an afterthought if she does have that boost in the
Yeah.
TES. So she has to be considered a favorite for the gold medal. She just has to be.
Yeah, definitely better chances than Gubenich. Personally, I think it should be in terms of who was the better chance to like whatever. But yeah, I agree with you because the Trojan just has like a technical advantage above the field if she's healthy. We didn't see that here.
I mean,
We
she
might
still
see at the
skated really
Olympics.
well,
She
but
did.
it's
But I mean,
not
like, yeah, the
enough.
triple axel, the quads, we didn't see that. But
And then Gumenic, like we said in this men's review, I think that he's putting himself in there as a potential challenger to that bronze
Right.
medal.
And there's a lot of men in the hunt for that third medal. I know we
A
have like
lot, a
conventionally
lot.
the two favorites, right? But even then, Kageyama can be iffy, as we've seen like all last
Amos can
season.
skate the skate of his life. They'll give him the
And
scores.
right.
There's others. Jason Brown, on a really good day, could sneak in there, even with no quad. I mean, he almost
Jason
won the
Brown
free skate
clean
at
could
World Team
exactly.
Trophy. So, you can't
Right.
discount him. Daniel Grassl, they could look the other way on all of his jump rotation, and he could be up there. There's Memela, if he does the quad flip and quad lutz all over the place. There's a lot of skaters that are in there. Of course, Kao Miura, who's very inconsistent, but if he ever got it together, he would be right in there for a bronze medal. Shun Sato, the list goes on forever. It's just going to go
I
on forever.
know.
You're going to see skaters outside the top 10 that would have been maybe potentially bronze medalists. So, of course, like we
Right.
keep repeating, the men's field is the most stacked, the most exciting. But I do think Gumenic is.
He's in that mix. He's in the mix. He
It
definitely is.
depends. It just depends because now he goes and sits out, skates domestically for 4 months, whatever. But I do think my absolute favorite moment of this entire competition was his twizzles in the step sequence. I mean, I'm a sucker for that kind of quality, and he turns so effortlessly
Yeah.
both ways. That was my highlight of the competition. So we'll see what he does. We'll see what the judges feel like doing, I guess, with these skaters. But yeah, we have a lot that we are going to cover between now and the Olympics. I mean, the Grand Prix is coming up,
I
which for a lot of fans is like the
know.
start of the season, and then it starts just it piling up
Yeah,
every single week.
I colloquially call yeah, I colloquially call the Grand Prix the start of the season, and everything is the preseason before that. So almost like you're talking about like football or basketball or something. I agree with that. But yeah, there's a lot more. I know we'll have like a catch-up episode. There's a lot of news that happened that we talked about, like for example, Keegan Messam coming back. What impact does that have? Some challengers already happened, and it was quite a few just kind of like shaking out all those results and like where does that leave us? We have a lot of program impressions now that we've seen for the first time. Some are great, and I really hate to say this, and I'll give a little preview of these comments, but like I actually really enjoy Fournier Beaudry and Cizerelas, and I don't really want to.
Their free dance is amazing. We'll get into all this
So
stuff.
good.
One piece of news though
Yeah.
that actually happened today, and I saw
Oh,
this coming
okay.
from a mile away. Alyssa Liu, because of the situation with one of the singers in her short program, she announced today she doesn't feel, it's her kind of beliefs and
Okay,
her
good.
feelings. She's getting rid of
Because
that
Reddit is
program.
talking about it. It made Reddit front page. So like, yeah, 100% changed that program.
So that's she'll get a different program. For me it was common sense.
Yeah, of
She's in a
course.
generation where, of course, like this is going to be a big deal for her. She needs to
Yeah.
separate herself from that,
And hopefully
and
we're gonna hear that she's coming back with two new programs because well,
we'll
I'll
get into
talk more
all
about
that. We'll get into all that.
that.
But for now,
Yeah.
okay, so this we've gone into so many tangents. I thought this
Yeah,
video was gonna be so big, but
I know.
I had to just throw in my digs at the ISU from 15 years ago. So this is our wrap up for Skate to Milano. Like we said, we love this competition. We've reviewed all of the competitions. The final Olympic spots are at least established for right now as this temporary to be confirmed list, but we have a good idea of who will show up at the Olympics now. Like always, comments, concerns, questions. I'm buttoned to right here, just in case anyone's wondering. It's not down to my waist. But yeah, as always, comments, questions, concerns, any corrections that you have. I'm sure we got a few things wrong, as always. But for now, hope you enjoyed. And until next time, my name is Tony Wheeler.
And I'm Thomas Liu.
Thank you for watching the skating session.
right, bye everyone.